HarperCollins presents The Accidental Honeymoon by Portia McIntosh, read by Karen Cass. Chapter 1.
What have you got in here? A body?
The hotel porter asks as he places my suitcase on the floor.
Ha ha ha!
I laugh politely, but the worried look on his face suggests he would actually like an explanation. I did a bit of last-minute holiday shopping on my way here, I tell him. Well, what I actually did was buy myself the best part of a whole new wardrobe. In an inexplicable moment of madness, I bought everything I could get my hands on that was distinctly not me. I left home for my trip without the suitcase I'd already packed with my usual demure, conservative clothing. Instead, I bought a new one and overstuffed it with short, low, brightly coloured, cheaply made alternatives.
Good for you, he replies. I thought maybe your fiancé was in there.
Ha ha ha! I laugh again, this time a little more genuinely, as I fantasise about John being stuffed in a suitcase.
So, let me show you around the room.
I glance around my corner suite at the Black Diamond Hotel. It's still daylight, but even so, the view is amazing. The first thing I do is head towards the window to take it all in.
First time in Vegas?
The porter asks. I nod my head.
I figured so when I heard your accent. Well, you're in for a treat when it gets dark. This is one of our best rooms for admiring the view. This over here is your bathroom.
The porter gestures towards a door. I pop my head inside. Both the floor and wall tiles are black, flecked with colourful sparkles that twinkle the second he flicks the light on. There's a huge rainfall shower and an even bigger bath. Even the toilet is fancy, with its silver mosaic finish, resembling a disco ball. It's very nice, I tell him.
And back in the bedroom, the minibar and safe are down here.
He gestures to a cupboard.
And the TV is inside this cabinet.
Awesome, I reply, struggling to hide my indifference.
And here is your bed, obviously. It's a super king with Egyptian cotton sheets. The rose petals were a request by your fiancé. You're a very lucky lady.
I smile as I reach for my purse to tip the porter. Thank you for all your help, I tell him, handing him some money. The porter takes it and thanks me, but he doesn't leave the room. Instead, he hovers in the doorway.
Is everything okay with your room, Miss Sir?
He asks. Georgie, I reply. And it's great, thank you. Still, the porter lingers.
It's just, you don't seem very happy with it, he persists.
Honestly, the room is perfect. He furrows his brow, unconvinced.
Well, okay then.
Okay then, I echo. I force a smile, holding it only as long as it takes the porter to close the door behind him. Finally alone, I crouch down on the floor next to the inviting-looking bed and start picking up the pink and red rose petals that have been scattered around the room. I place the ones from the floor on top of the bed before scooping them all up together. I glance around for a waste paper bin, but it turns out that's the only thing this room doesn't seem to have. There isn't a bin in the fancy bathroom either. I just need these rose petals out of here. The sparkly toilet literally catches my eye, so I dump the petals inside and flush. I'm walking out of the bathroom when the sound of the toilet spluttering catches my ear. I glance back at it and realise I've blocked it, the water having risen all the way to the top. Brilliant! Wonderful! Marvellous! Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse. I massage my temples for a moment, racking my brains for a solution. I am a strong, independent woman who doesn't need a man. Glancing into the toilet, full to the seat with water, completely out of my depth, I realise I might not need a man, but I definitely need a plumber. And it could well be a bloke. First, though, I need a drink. Seeing as I'll be spending the entire evening in here alone, I may as well pillage the minibar. I grab all of the tiny bottles of booze and line them up on the desk in front of me. I tap a finger on the bottles, one at a time, trying to figure out which one to have first. I land on a miniature bottle of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?